August 10th. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, than the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. It was one of those gloriously cloudless August days, and the bluegills in that tranquil Indiana lake were, as the saying goes, practically jumping into our boat. My son Steve was about 12 then, and he and I were competing to see who would catch the most. Then he caught something else, the meat end of his thumb with a fishing hook. He bravely tried to remove it without success, and then I tried with the same result. I think we better go see Dr. Thomas, I said. Starting the motor, I drove the boat across the lake to a dock in front of his cottage. The old doctor, who was in semi-retirement, waved to us from his front porch. A few minutes later, he was examining the wound. Deftly, his experienced hands maneuvered the hook. Suddenly, it was out.
How did you do that?
Steve asked, amazed.
Forward and then back, he explained. Most people try to remove a hook by pulling it out the same way it went in. But to release the pressure, you have to go a little further with the pain, and then, sometimes, the barb will release and the hook will come out smoothly.
How many times in life have you had to go a little further with the pain before healing took place? There is pain connected with any medical operation, but when we recover, the memory of it is insignificant alongside good health. Christ knew pain, so he understands our physical sufferings. If you are ill, ask him to help you deal with your afflictions, and thank him now for the anticipated relief. Lord, guide the hands of all physicians and surgeons who are performing operations today, and bless all those who minister to the sick. Put your healing hand on the patients, and mercifully grant them quick release from pain.